Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stepan.
The world of talk radio, news talk radio, especially now in the focus with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, back from the National Association of Broadcasters meeting. We'll talk about the talk about talk after we go through this list of stories this week. This is the tradition. Michael comes on, gives us the top 10, not only from the world of conversation, but also the people that are being talked about. So the issues and the people. Michael, you'll start with the issues, I'm guessing.
Yeah, why not? We always do that. These are the stories that people have been talking about in abundance. At number 10, the Major League Baseball playoff race. At number 9, National Football League action. At number 8, iPhone 5 mania. At number 7, the Occupy Wall Street anniversary. Everything has an anniversary. At number 6, Media Matters and the DOJ relationship. At number 5, the Chicago teachers' strike. At number 4, the presidential race polls. At number 3, Obamacare costs to the middle class. At number 2, anti-America protests and the Libya attack analysis. And at number 1, Romney's 47% comments. There you have the stories. The people that populate these stories, at number 10, Bill Clinton. At number 9, Tim Pawlenty. At number 8, David Letterman. Hillary Clinton at 7, Eric Holder at 6, Rahm Emanuel at 5, Christopher Stevens at 4, Paul Ryan at 3, Mitt at 2, and Barack Obama at 1. There you go.
All right, before we get to your experience at the National Association of Broadcasters this week and how it relates to News Talk listeners, I thought perhaps you would favor us with your discussion on the item which is number 3 this week, the costs to the middle class of Obamacare, which I found, and my approach to it on my radio program was to look around to try to actually find a story in the traditional news media. And I didn't find much information. And it once again brought me around to thinking about the realities of bias that there is in the news media. And because we focus and glorify and extol the value and virtue of news on the News Talk radio stations that we cover here for this program, one wonders how we get a fair shot even at knowing what the news is when the news isn't being covered by some of the outlets that we look to for, if you will, inspiration or ideas about what to talk about.
What I really think we need in the news is clarity. Mm-hmm. I find that unless you really are, have a sociology and an economics and a history PhD, or read the news every single day fully and know the storyline like a soap opera completely, that every news story just seems half-baked. That they don't have clarity as to what the facts are and what it is you're reading or hearing or viewing and how it relates to the bigger picture. And that's difficult, because then when the only place you get certain topics that are not covered in the mainstream media on talk radio, you have to hope that the talk show host knows what the heck he or she's talking about. Yeah. And they're not just half-baked opinions.
Yeah.
You have half-baked objective journalism in the mainstream media, and you have half-baked opinions on opinion media, and I don't know what the truth is. I started to panic when you said, give us your take on Obamacare costs. I'm not qualified to do that. I'm qualified to tell you I don't really know how this is going to affect the average person, the average middle class person in their pocketbook as it unfolds. As a matter of fact, that's based on the premise that there will still be anybody left in the middle class by the time this unfolds.
Well, the reason that I brought it up is because in as I said before, looking around, scouring for some information about this, the stories were few and far between, and the implication I'm making is that it makes a certain group look bad. The fact that 6 million people would pay more in taxes, it would seem to me, that the people in the administration currently wouldn't want to have that covered, nor do they want to talk about it. B, that the Republicans, if they had their act together, would be all over this 5 seconds after it became an item that they could talk about. And some of the hosts that are favorable toward Mitt Romney really, I'm thinking that the reason I brought this up is they had a hard time getting information about the $1,600 a year is going to cost more for the average, as you put, the middle-income people because of charges to operate Obamacare.
Yeah. You make a good point. I don't know what I could add to it.
All right, so
other
then let's
than,
go on.
Other than, let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
I don't know whether $1,600 extra for middle-class people is a fact in a vacuum. I don't know how it relates to how much money the middle class is making in the present economy, how much the cost of living is increasing, what the cost of not having Obamacare would cost everybody, how much the cost of health insurance as it stands right now is taking money out of the pockets of employers and thus their employees. Mm-hmm. In other words, these are facts in a vacuum.
Yep.
And they don't exist in concert with other facts.
Or context. They're not in,
yes.
Contextually
context
speaking.
Is completely,
yeah.
You know, it's distorted.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm very hesitant to try to say, oh, well, look. And, of course, all the people in this game try to find these little factlets that exist in a vacuum only as talking points to prove they're right, as opposed to necessarily try to find, you know, that word I said before, clarity.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, and one of the big stories, if you're checking out every day Talkers.com, you're finding out about the stars, about the people behind the scenes. It's a great look for those who love to follow this format, and there's so many people who are so dedicated to it, because it's a fascinating way to get information and to exchange ideas. Anyway, we deal with one of the big stories of the week from Talkers.com in just a moment here on The Countdown.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. This week he was at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, and included in that is always a little focus on the news talk world there was a lot of discussion, going back to what we were saying a few minutes ago, about news, this format that we follow. Usually they call it news talk because it talks about what's in the news. So there was an interesting focus on the news in terms of whether that's legitimate talk. If it's just a report, how is it talk?
Basically, what the issue is for people listening to this is that there's, you know, the word news talk really means, in terms of radio, talk shows that are based on items and stories in the news. And it's all part of the bigger picture of talk radio, or spoken word radio, which includes the news talk format, which is what you and I are doing.
Yep.
And the all news format, which is, you know, this is CBS News, blah, 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 you know, that type of thing. And then there's sports talk, and then there's all kinds of other talk, financial talk, relationships talk, et cetera. So because there has been controversy stemming from Rush Limbaugh's recent episode with Sandra Fluke, and a lot of advertisers pulling out their support of his show, and then shows that it's adjacent to, and then stations that carry his show, and on a national network level, some people in this industry have been quick to say, let's get rid of news talk and let's go all talk. That's not controversial, and then we won't have a problem. As opposed to standing up, fighting back, finding new advertisers, explaining to advertisers that this is not a bad thing, explaining to advertisers that the boycotts are not necessarily people who already are listening, but people that never listen, and that's a very big difference, and not overblowing the whole thing. So at this convention, there was a talk panel that basically had the premise, the title of it was, News, is it the new talk? Which is like, what? And a number of people were indignant about it. Like, why are you having a panel proclaiming the death of talk radio simply because it's easier to sell news radio?
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
And so what was the conclusion? Because we have people that are obviously promoting for their own benefit the idea of having this format. There are people who are producing these news blocks, that's what they're called, and it's to their advantage. Does it get more people listening to spoken word format and therefore good for everybody?
Yeah, well, you asked me a question. What was the conclusion? There's never a conclusion. Can you imagine? Yeah. Well, they decided that they're going to get rid of all the talk shows.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, all of these stupid ideas that are floated around at conventions and have no conclusion. It would be terrible if we actually had to come to a conclusion.
Oh my gosh. Horrible. So the interesting, let's just back up for just a second. What you said about the advertisers and the controversy, that is reality.
Oh, yeah.
And so there are those who are crowing that their advertising is up and there are more advertisers in their programs. Rush had certainly his detractors, and Sean does, and some of the other right-wing hosts. And they claim to they're having a banner year, a better year. And whether that's all hyperbole or not, I guess, remains to be seen.
Well, maybe they're having a banner week.
Yeah. Right.
We're doing great. We're up 25% today.
The point is that they have to have an order. Unless you want to pay for listening to this stuff, then you got to have advertisers in order to make it work.
You do have to have advertisers, and that's why this is so complicated and why I say there can't be a conclusion. The fact is, it is hard to sell controversy in today's society, but the truth is controversy is a very important part of the First Amendment, and controversy is the basis of success in talk radio, whether it's sports talk or any kind of talk, and certainly political talk.
Well, it's funny, a new sports talk radio, that's for sure. Wow, is that format going into the ozone? I wish I knew something about sports. We'd have a sports radio talk countdown show.
You don't have to know about it to do that.
Okay, that starts next week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Check out their daily insight into this world. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and three times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's our legal aid. He's also your legal aid. If you check out his websites, including Scamicide.com, you will find out how to, figuring who your friends are and who your friends are not. Identity theft is always a problem, and Steve does a lot of working on that. 50 Ways to Protect Your Identity in the Digital Age is a book that's coming out next month, right?
October.
Yeah. All right. So you'll check that out as well. Meanwhile, a couple of items from the story page for the countdown show. The Chicago teachers strike.
Yep.
And the legal ramifications of that. Did the city cave? Looks to me like the city caved a bit at the end of the day because it's close to the election and the current administration needs the Democratic controlled teachers union in order to win. Or is that what they think? Or under the circumstances, who could have sued? If I were a parent living in Chicago, I'd have tried to start a class action lawsuit against the city or the teachers union, maybe more specifically, for screwing up my children's first week or two in school.
Well, you know, the timing of the strike certainly was suspect, and the teachers union played the card that they thought was the strongest, and like you said, it was the political ramifications there. This was not the kind of thing that they wanted to have happen at that time, and of course you have to remember that the mayor of Chicago is Rahm Emanuel, who used to be high up in the Obama administration. So I think actually the city played somewhat hardball for a while, but at the end may have made some necessary concessions to get this back in school. So hard to say who won or lost this one, but they do have the right to strike. But I tend to agree with you. I think that they played that card such that the city at the end did make maybe some concessions they might otherwise not have.
Right, but what is the taxpayers have paid for these people there? The teachers won't get paid for the week they were out on strike. You always wonder whether anybody actually gains anything by going out on strike. But
yeah,
more importantly, there's a deficit here. I mean, first of all, about 60-some-odd% of the students make it through the system, and about 30-some-odd% don't. That is, there's a one-third factor. It's not as bad as Los Angeles and some other cities, but can you imagine, as a taxpayer, you're really basically giving comfort and aid to the enemy because these teachers, many of them, not all of them, are not doing their job. They still collect a paycheck. Isn't there something legally you can do about that. If your money's being frittered away, wasted away, isn't there some way that the taxpayer can get the money back again that's being wasted?
Not really. And, you know, I share a lot of your concerns. And I have a daughter who is a teacher in an elementary school. Yeah. And she's very, very dedicated. But she will tell me about some stories on some people who, because of the union and because of the rules, cannot be fired, who are just totally inadequate, totally incompetent. And this is where cities like Chicago, they cave on this to the union. The union says a nice, you know, bit about protecting education for the kids, but when you look at the issues, primarily it's protecting security and security for people who shouldn't have their security protected.
Right, exactly.
So I share your frustration, but unfortunately there really isn't a legal out there. We've got to put the pressure on our politicians when they do these contracts to be a little tougher.
Well, I just think there's something there we ought to be. There are so many things that are wrong, and we just roll over and play dead.
Yep.
Meanwhile, important things are happening, like the topless photos of Kate Middleton, which is on the countdown list this week. The French, now I don't expect you to be an expert in international law, but the French were told, or did the French government, I'm trying to remember who it was, that grabbed these pictures before they were actually published, I think, even though they're all over the Internet, right?
Well, what they did was...
Of course,
was...
you haven't looked at them. I know you haven't gone to the place where they are and looked at them.
Well, I haven't, but I'll tell you, it's an interesting thing. On Scamicide, when that was coming out, we obviously knew many people were going to be looking for those, and the scam artists are out there taking advantage of people by having phony sites and links and clicks that you can that say they'll take you to these pictures, but instead they install keystroke reading programs, malware, on your computer and steal your information and make you a victim of identity theft. So my advice was don't go to those kinds of links. You can find them on, and I mentioned like TMZ.com or something that you know is legitimate, because that's a real problem. And we had thousands of hits on Scamicide about that. But legally speaking, this is part of actually what I teach at Bentley University. And the French court said that she had a reasonable expectation of privacy there. She was hundreds of yards away from any public area, and a high-powered camera was used to spy on her. So they got the one magazine that they had some control over, and they ordered that the photos be turned over, without which it would have been a substantial fine. What's kind of interesting is the magazine was only fined about $2,600 for this, so they made far more money by doing it. But this ruling by the French court only applies to this magazine and only applies in France. So where it's been appearing elsewhere on the Internet, it's already out there, and in magazines in Ireland and other places, this court ruling has nothing to do with it. There's no way of shutting this down. You can't get this horse back into the barn.
So those pictures are going to be everywhere, and everybody's going to see them, and everybody's going to say, ow, ow, ow. All right, thanks for the warning for the Scamicide thing. That's a very important warning. Steve is a very important part of this program, and you can check out his websites, not only Scamicide.com, but SteveLaw.net. Steve and J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Talk radio coast to coast. The talk radio countdown.
Counting down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing on now. With our revived focus on some of the people and some of the stations that carry the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us now is John Harper from the Talk to Me station, which is AM 1300 WMEL in Cocoa Beach, Florida, Florida's Space Coast. He's here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to talk not only about the issues in general. I always like to get the hosts and folks that are on the air, the various stations, take on our weekly charts. But John is especially important this week because he has done something which, frankly, which I'd have been able to do. As the final space shuttle endeavor traveled across the country this week, it was, I think, the number 10 issue on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the discussion. This whole thing about the space program, John, what it's meant to the Space Coast, I know that over the years I was lucky enough to go to 4 of the launches that happened to take place while I was on the air, and it really was fascinating. You've seen them all. People down there who listen to your station, many of them have been employees of NASA, worked on these this great equipment for 30, 40 years. So let's talk about what feelings you found in talking about this on the air and with the people who were there that worked on the program and this magnificent bird that we've all seen pictures of flying from right under your nose across the country this week, landing in Los Angeles on Friday for the final shot into the record books and down to the space of the Science Center. But I'm going to be in Los Angeles when they move it down the streets. That'll be fascinating. But even all of this activity is fascinating in that it marks the end of an era, but so much tribute paid to the equipment and to the people. What was it like to be able to tell that story?
Well, Doug, it was, thank you first of all for having me on your show, and it was a very special time indeed for me to be involved here at WMEL Talk Radio for 20 years. I kind of took this on, for lack of a better term, as a hobby, so to speak, in which I covered every single shuttle launch for the last 20 years here for the radio station at the Kennedy Space Center. And I never missed one, came close to missing a launch once or twice, but never missed one, so I'm very proud of that. And over those years, the shuttle fleet itself and the personnel associated with the Kennedy Space Center and NASA became friends. And the other day, when the Space Shuttle Endeavor had its wheels up for one last time from the shuttle landing facility at the Kennedy Space Center, it was a bittersweet moment, Doug, for me to see the shuttle leave, knowing that we will never, ever in our lives again see this magnificent flying machine take off from the Kennedy Space Center or anywhere in the country or the world for that matter. So it was a bittersweet moment, and the Space Shuttle Endeavor has almost become, along with the other shuttles as well, almost like a friend of mine. And it looked at, and as she was on top of that 747 getting ready to fly over the Space Coast and tip her wings for one last time, it was like an old friend taking off and standing at the airport watching the plane fly out of the distance. And it was the same type of emotion, same type of feeling. And I'd be less than honest with you if I said tear didn't come to my eyes and many others who were watching it for one last time. A very, very special moment in my life and the lives of so many people. And now I'm so proud of Endeavor, Doug, for her flight now across the country. She's been, as I've joked with some people, and I mean this lovingly toward her, she's been showing off, strutting herself, her stuff as she flies over, and especially when she flies past the Golden Gate Bridge and some of those sites in California, and looking so magnificent. A very, very special moment for all of us Americans to be proud of the space program that was and what that program accomplished over the last 30 years here in our country.
So let's take it home to your radio station and whatever programs that you have on the air. I know you carry my Monday through Friday program, and you carry this program on the weekend. When you're having local conversation with your folks, what are your listeners saying and relating to you about the reasons for the program being as weak as it is now? I mean, I'm sort of leading you a little bit, but you and I have had many conversations about this off the air, and we both agree it's a disgusting reality. It's damnable. It really, really is a disgrace. And now, having said that in a pejorative way, and it's meant that way, I aim my vitriol at both the Obama administration and the Bush administration for cutting this thing back and having no, we don't have anything, there's nothing there anymore, really. It's a symbol, and this thing in your area was the symbol for not only our country, but for the world. This was good stuff.
It sure was, Doug, and that's why we here on the Space Coast were so proud of the shuttle fleet, the shuttle program, what it had done for 30 years, not only for our area of the Space Coast of Florida, but also for our country and the world. The developments in science and medicine and so many other areas that have resulted from the space shuttle program and what it's accomplished over those three decades of flying out of the Space Coast of Florida, very, very special. You talked, Doug, about what are people saying here on the Space Coast. Well, needless to say, I don't think Obama will win this area when it comes to the November election, because a lot of people feel betrayed. He was here 4 years ago during his first campaign and promised everybody at the Kennedy Space Center and the Space Coast of how much support he was going to be giving the space program, make us a leader, make us continue to be a front runner in the world when it came to space technology. And nothing could be further from the truth right now. We're a third world country when it comes to the space program. And even astronauts, Doug, who I've spoken to off the record, and obviously I'm not going to reveal any names since it was off the record, but they are very disappointed, very alarmed at what has happened to our space program and how we're having to hitch rides now on the Soyuz spacecraft out of Kazakhstan in order to get up to our International Space Station. So we all feel kind of betrayed and kind of left out here in the cold of, you promised us 4 years ago we were going to be leaders in the space industry, and 4 years later, nothing could be further from the truth. And, of course, as you correctly said, Doug, this started with the Bush administration as well. Obama doesn't get all the blame. It's got to be spread out to the Bush administration, too.
Yep. All right. From the final flight of the space shuttle Endeavour to the other items, the other stories, the top 10 gets reviewed by John Harper from the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
And now GEICO presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever GEICO wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite GEICO character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about GEICO, now mobile. Download the new GEICO app today.
Back with John Harper from the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL in Cocoa, Florida, which is the Space Coast. It's a neat, neat place. Somebody said to me the other day, we were talking on the air. We carried, by the way, on my program as much as we could of the highlights as the plane took off. And then somebody called who was a minister, and he said he was in a church in Cocoa. And all I could remember, I said to him on the air, all I could remember about Cocoa were the restaurants and the hotels. I don't remember seeing any churches down there as you drive in. It's a pretty interesting place. So let's talk about what these some of these other items are and how it's affecting your audience, listenership down there. Are your people, we talked about the presidential race, so I'm getting what their thoughts are there. What about what's going on in the Middle East? How many of the people who listen to your program do you think are really tuned into the events, the things that are sort of dismaying reality in the Middle East and how they affect Americans?
Doug, what we're sensing here at WNEL Talk Radio is they're very much tuned into what's happening in the Middle East, feeling a lot of outrage over the way that entire situation has unfolded over the last couple of weeks, feel how betrayed we are as the United States for helping many of these nations in the Middle East, and for what? We've lost lives, we've lost a bajillion dollars, and everybody feels, what has this been for? What has this all been worth? And the word comes back, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Obama and the cost of the Affordable Care Act to middle-class Americans, something that hasn't been well covered in the news. Some talk radio hosts picked up on this because the information came out about 6 million people are going to pay, I guess, $1,200, $1,400, maybe $1,600 more in taxes every year. That wasn't part of the original combination. It wasn't part of the original equation. So what say you and listeners to your station, because you're on the station frequently, you have the pulse there. What are people saying about this effect?
Again, I think on this particular issue, Doug, people here on the Space Coast are feeling a lack of trust, a lack of confidence when it comes to the administration and many of the things that we've been told over the last couple of years, especially when it comes to Obamacare and the fact that now people are going to have to be paying a lot more than was first indicated. Again, they feel a lack of betrayal, a lack of trust. Goes back to the space program, as I mentioned at the outset of our conversation 4 years ago with candidate Obama.
All right, so then let's get away from the specifics of the people who are running. Number 6 on the countdown this week, the voter ID law. Florida has one, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
And so what have people, has this been in effect for a while?
And as far as I know, Doug, it's been in effect for quite some time.
So what do you do when John Harper goes in to vote in your polling place? How do you prove that you're John Harper?
We have to show either our driver's license, passport, which I've done before. I've shown my passport with my picture on it, or my Social Security card. I believe one of those three forms of ID will work. And this goes back here in Florida quite some time, so it's kind of routine for us here.
I remember voting in Florida some years ago, having to show my my card that proved that I was registered to vote in addition to the driver's license. Because they gave you a coat. We'd have a card that told us what polling place to go.
That is correct. Yeah.
And I remember doing that. So what do the locals there feel about this? Strongly in favor of? You have some people who aren't. And what would be the class of people who are in either side? Those who are for or those who are against?
Well, it seems like most people here kind of accept it. And therefore, it's routine to us. So it's kind of I hate to use the word indifference, but it seems to be affecting other areas of the world, or I should say the country, and not us here in Florida. So it's kind of like, okay, so what? Let's move on to the next.
All right, so moving on to the next item. Another story this week, the Chick-fil-A gay marriage. I was trying to remember whether there's a Chick-fil-A down there or not. I don't remember. Is there one?
Oh, yeah.
You got a Chick-fil-A. All right, and so... How did the local Chick-fil-A fare during the first go-round on this? That is the sort of promotion. I remember a lot of the hosts were talking about this, and their local Chick-fil-A, they'd bring busloads of people in to support them. What happened to Chick-fil-A in Melbourne?
Well, as a matter of fact, we had some of our reporters stationed at both of the Chick-fil-A locations here in the Space Coast. And the reaction was very, very positive in favor of Chick-fil-A and supporting Chick-fil-A and the management and the ownership and what they were doing, and a lot of opposition toward the gay rights movement towards what they were trying to prove through Chick-fil-A. But a lot of very positive, very much in support of Chick-fil-A, caused tremendous traffic jams. Traffic was backed up for miles. It was quite a situation here,
All right, so now the ownership of Chick-fil-A says they aren't going to contribute through their foundation to any of these organizations anymore that oppose gay marriage. So it must have affected their business somewhat, or they wouldn't have done that.
I think as far as affecting their business, Doug, I don't know. Maybe nationwide they have seen some negative effects. But here in this area, from what we could tell, I mean, 10-1, very much in favor of Chick-fil-A, and as I said, causes huge traffic jams in the area.
John Harper from the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL in Cocoa, Florida, here overviewing some of the items, especially his bird's eye view of the Endeavour leaving from the Space Coast, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Michael Levine is here, the founder of Levine Communication Office, one of the most prominent media experts in our country, who every week on the countdown has a perspective on some items that are in the story list, the top 10 of the week, that sort of bring us around to wondering, how do you fix some of these things? The issue of the Chicago teachers and them going on strike, and they basically get what they want, raping and pillaging the taxpayer, it seems to me. That's my own pejorative on it. And the fact that there are unions in public, the public sector drives me nuts too, Michael. Having said that, do they need help in PR? Does the average person, whether they be a Chicagoan or any place in the country who sees these kind of strikes, they just tear out their hair because looks like their tax money is just going down the drain and they don't get results. So do the teachers even care, do you think?
I don't. I really don't. I think Americans have become used to unions raping and politicians not standing up. So, look, politicians get elected by not doing the right thing, but by appearing to make everyone happy. Like it's one big kid's birthday party. And that's all fine until the money runs out. Well, guess what? The money's run out.
All right. So, is there a way? Let's say they contacted you as one of the real smart PR people in the country and said, "All right, we want to clean up our image, Michael Levine. How do we do that?"
Who, the teachers union?
Yeah, the teachers union. They come to you and they say, we know we have bad press. We know that people don't like us. We want to try to make ourselves appear better in public.
I wouldn't understand why they would call, because they've been getting away with it for decades.
Uh-huh.
They've been ruining kids' education. They've been taking, you know, it seems like it just, I don't know, I don't have any optimism on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
America is now ranked 19th in the world in public education throughout the world. And yet Joe Biden gets up at the Democratic Convention and says America's not in decline.
Hmm.
And I just...
All right,
I
that's for me. That's the counter to the are you better off in 4 years, you know, since...
No, Joe Biden said in a screaming voice at the Democratic Convention, America is not in decline.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Vice President, if the public education system in America, which is now ranked 19th in the world, is not a symbol that America is...
Well, but that's not what they're not running on that. They're not mentioning any of that stuff. They don't deal with the facts. They don't deal with anything. And that's, they've won the PR game because they have the news media on their side, and they also have these 30-second and 15-second sound bites that they're being, both the campaigns, have all this money.
You know what else, Doug, I'm afraid to say this. This is a very painful thing to say about my nation. They may have many Americans on their side who want free stuff.
They want everything free. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, look.
And let me ask you, let's go on then. Let me ask you the next question, Michael. The number one issue this week is the Romney and Obama race for the top. Romney's 47% comments. Does he need PR help? A lot of people say, well, he didn't really say it well. I mean, he was in a private meeting, so
nope.
Does he need...
I don't think he needs help at all. I think what he's saying, maybe not as articulate as he could or should, is too many Americans are dependent on government.
Yep.
And he's right.
Yes, he
too
is.
Too many Americans, 46 million Americans get food stamps. If that isn't a national disgrace, I don't know what is.
Well, because they got to help the American public because there aren't jobs, so yeah. They say.
Well, the symbol of 46 billion Americans, almost double than when President Obama became office, are now on food stamps. I think the point that too many people get aid from are dependent on federal government is a very, very important, valid point. This did not used to be us, buddy. And
well, one of the things that's too bad because we're out of time, the essence of what happens in the electoral process, there may be a lot of people in California where you live and a lot of people listening around this country who would like to vote for Mitt Romney that are wasting their vote because it's all decided. The Electoral College and the number of people who vote, they can't really, where the one-on-one vote doesn't take place anymore, or it never did, actually. You can't vote for the person you want to vote for and have it mean anything in states like California. You might as well go live somewhere else.
I
can't do it.
I would abolish the Electoral College tonight.
It's unbelievably un-American. All right, anyway, we're ranting and raving. It's time for us to pull the plug.
Okay.
Michael Levine, called by USA Today, the Warren Buffett of the media world. Michael Levine runs LCO Online. Check it out, lcoonline.com. And also, he's responsible for the LBN Alert, lbnealert.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.